Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Florida still investigating the cause of last night's deadly collision on the waters outside Clearwater. The Coast Guard releasing the audio of the Mayday call made by a crew member of the ferry.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. There's been a boat collision.
One person died and 9 others were treated at the hospital for injuries. ABC's Victor Okendo has more.
Authorities saying at least one person on the Clearwater ferry was killed after a collision with a privately owned boat. Police calling it a hit and run. The ferry, carrying 45 people, including 2 crew members, came to a stop on a sandbar following the crash. Multiple trauma alerts called in. The other boat involved reportedly fled the scene before being identified by law enforcement.
The White House touting the administration's crackdown on illegal migrants as President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the president has the lowest approval rating at this point in office than any other president in the last 80 years. This is ABC News. More than 55,000 L.A. County workers prepared to walk off the job tonight.
Public works, mental health, library workers, garbage collection, and parks and rec staff could all stop working tonight if a deal is not struck with the County of L.A. The workers are claiming unfair labor practices and they want higher wages and vacancies filled. David Green is the head of their union.
Our members are very engaged and they're ready to go on strike and send a message to LA County that they're tired of being disrespected.
If a deal is not struck, non-urgent health clinics, public libraries, wildfire cleanup, and trash pickup could be put on hold. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Florida, police still investigating the cause of that deadly crash near Clearwater between a ferry and another boat that left the scene. 45 people were on board the ferry boat. Witnesses say the other boat slammed into them. One person was killed. Killed 9 others injured. Law enforcement has since identified the vessel. Clearwater's mayor thanking first responders for helping save lives. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelty. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelty can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelty?
Just send them a text.
Text Skinny to 323232 to get started today with Zelty. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text Skinny to 323232 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text Skinny to 323232. That's Skinny to 323232. Skinny to 323232.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. Milwaukee elected officials react to the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley calls the circumstances of Dugan's arrest at the courthouse concerning.
We are talking about a sitting judge who uphold the laws and interpret our laws. But for her, for example, to come to the courthouse and be arrested, why didn't this happen at her home?
Judge Dugan allegedly assisted an undocumented immigrant, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, to avoid arrest at the courthouse a week ago. She's charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. At the Capitol, lawmakers are considering Braden's Law, increasing penalties for sextortion, especially if it leads to suicide. The fast-growing cybercrime targets kids to send explicit images and extorts them for money or more content. The bill, named after Wausau area 15-year-old Braden Bone, had a recent public hearing in an assembly committee chaired by Representative John Spiros.
There are predators like this that are looking to manipulate children and possibly take their lives, and they don't care. And that's what's sad.
Braden died by suicide in March after being victimized by a cyber criminal. The bill would make sextortion perpetrators eligible for felony murder charges if their actions result in a victim's suicide. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has approved a name, image, and likeness amendment.
The approved constitutional amendment will allow students to enter into NIL opportunities for activities not associated or identified with their school team, school, conference, or the WIAA. Students also can't wear their school team's uniform in any endorsement deal or use the marks and logos of their school, conference, or the WIAA. Compensation for NIL deals also can't be based on a student's on-field performance, and the deals cannot be provided as a means of recruiting. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Thunderstorms are expected today in multiple rounds, and some could be severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And tornadoes are possible, too. Some could start out ahead of the line moving in late tonight. So stay weather savvy from this afternoon through about midnight. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The soy complex was mixed. Corn was modestly lower, and the wheat market led the way to the downside with double-digit losses in the winter wheat contracts. Buyers were active again in livestock trade. Lean hogs were mixed, and the cattle complex shot to the upside as traders factored in new all-time highs in the cash market.
Bringing ultimate crystal clarity via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Jake Hanley from Tucrium. Later, Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. And directly following the news, Jack Scofield from the Price Futures Group. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, won't you say hello to the host of AgriTalk? Chip Laurie.
All right, Davis, hey, thank you so much. Welcome to AgriTalk. You know how every now and then I like to take a little bit of a different perspective on what's happening in the grain markets.
Uh-huh.
And one of the best ways to do that is to get Jake on here from Tucrium ETFs, Exchange Traded Funds. Mm-hmm. And let's get an update on what's going on there, because you know, we're looking for where did the money go? Where did the money go from the big sell-off in the stocks? It didn't get into treasuries because they left treasuries. Well, where did the treasury money go? Well, maybe it went over to the ETFs. I don't know. I don't know, but we're going to talk to Jake about that and get an update. And plus, some perspective on how the ETFs have been trading since Liberation Day. We'll get into that. How you doing, buddy?
You know, Chip, perspective is important. Sometimes, just for a little different perspective, I look at life like this. And sometimes it helps. Only Chip knows what I'm talking about. But
I have no idea what you're talking
soon
about.
Soon everyone will know Planet. I'm doing very well. Doing very well.
Little sideways look there. 72 just degrees in northeast Iowa right now. When I look at the radar, there's just some scattered showers out there. But boy, oh boy, we are expected to get some rough weather before the end of the day. If you didn't hear the conversation this morning with Brett Waltz, with Brett Waltz from BAMWX.com, give that a listen because he's got some perspective on, there's that word again, he's got some perspective on what to expect from the weather this afternoon and tomorrow.
Very good.
All right, let's get to the markets.
Chip, wheat futures were under pressure most of the session, with improved moisture conditions in the central and southern plains putting pressure on the market. Recent rains are expected to support improvement in USDA's crop ratings when they're released later this afternoon. The price pressure came despite some positive export loadings. USDA reported nearly 647,000 metric tons of wheat was loaded for export in the week ended April 24. July soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower today and on session highs and dropped to a new contract low. July HRW futures gapped lower and tried to fill the gap, but left a 1/4 cent gap open before the market fell to a new contract low. July HRW wheat futures 11 1/4 cents lower at 539 3/4. July SRW down 14 to 531. July spring wheat futures closed at 596 3/4, down 9.5 cents, Chip.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, the sellers are in control in that wheat market, no doubt.
Export inspections of corn weekend at April 24 totaled 1.65 million metric tons. That was at the top end of trade expectations. Corn prices were lower on spillover pressure from wheat futures and from expectations for more rains in the central and western Corn Belt. And ideas this afternoon's crop progress report will show an improved planting pace in the eastern belt. July corn futures opened and traded to a mid-morning low and then recovered on word EPA has approved an emergency waiver to allow sales of E15 across the country this summer. Huge announcement, Chip, that came on while we were on the air just this morning, yeah?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was widely anticipated, and that's why we got a muted reaction from the corn market.
Well, May corn futures today 3 1/4 cents lower at 475.5. July corn down 2 1/4 cents at 483 1/4. December corn futures closed at 450 1/4. That's down 5.5 cents today. Spreaders were active in the soy complex with buyers in bean oil and sellers in bean meal. The end result was mixed trade in soybean futures, with old crop contracts modestly higher and new crop beans slightly lower. Export inspections of beans weekend at April 24 totaled 439,000 metric tons. That was in line with trade expectations. July's soybean futures opened slightly lower and traded through support at Friday's low before recovering to close near session highs. Uncertainty about the future of trade with China limited buying interest in bean futures today. May soybeans 2 1/4 cents higher, 1052. July beans up 3 1/4, 1062.5. November beans closed at 1034 3/4. That one's down 0.25 cents, Chip.
Yeah, July soybean meal today was down $2.60. And July bean oil up 65 points, got it back on top of 50 cents.
Well, December cotton today was 96 points lower at 69.01. On your livestock's confirmation of a new all-time high in cash cattle trade helped futures score a new contract high again. Futures were also supported by a $5.14 jump in this morning's heavyweight choice graded box beef trade. June live cattle gapped higher, slipped back to fill the gap, and then rallied to a new and to within 20 cents. Of 210, June fat cattle 135 higher at 209.60. May feeder futures a $1.27.5 higher, 291.80. And on the snout side, quickly, May lean hog futures posted a second consecutive higher close above 92.50. Should help build some upside momentum. May lean hogs were up 15 cents today, 92.95. Chip?
All right. Thank you so much, Davis. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Hey, Jack, how's it going?
It's going great. How about you?
Not too bad. You know, here it is, the end of April, April 28th. We've got some rain and some previously dry spots of the Corn Belt, and we really didn't hurt the markets that bad, did we?
Not at all. I was fairly impressed by the fact that the markets did hold up, and I think other people must have been as well, because nearby months after trading lower most of the day, decided to go back and check out the demand side, and ended up recovering and even trading a little higher going into the close.
Yep. Yeah. And even with all the trade headlines and the tariff trade lines, it feels like this is a weather-dominated week, doesn't it?
Absolutely, especially for the new crop months. We're clearly playing the improved weather forecasts here for the coming week. You know, we got some rain coming over the next day or two, but once you get past that, it looks like it's going to be pretty dry and pretty warm, yeah, and give everybody a real chance to get out there and get digging in the dirt.
Yeah,
and that's what this market wants to see.
Yep, no doubt. What else are you watching?
Well, I am going to watch the demand side as well. As long as our demand holds up, I doubt prices can go down very, very much farther. But and there's been a lot of talk of a drier than normal summer. So once we get past these rain events, I suppose we'll start pivoting over to the potential for drought to develop later on in the summer.
Yep, yep. There is a lot of talk about that, no doubt about it. Jack, thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. That is Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Been a lot of distraction in the markets, a lot of volatility. Equities up one day, down the next, and maybe down the next. How's it all impacting the ETF trade? We'll find out next here on AgriTalk.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls, and access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
As veterans,
the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
As important as the pool of traits and genetics is to the farmer, seed supplier is just as important. Brunner Seed is locally grown under the same weather conditions as your farms. Brunner Seed is committed to providing a quality seed at a fair price with a variety of corn and soybean products to choose from, as well as alfalfa and pasture mixes. Brunner Seed has the genetics and traits best suited for your farm. To find the dealer near you, call Brunner Seed at 715-672-5887. Brunner Seed Incorporated, family owned and operated, Highway 10, Durant.
I don't know what you're thinking.
So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
ETFs, exchange-traded funds, a little different way of being involved in the markets, and we're going to find out what's going on in the grain ETFs. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We've got Jake Hanley from Tucrium ETFs with us right now. Jake, it is good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Chip. It's wonderful to be here, as always. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're going to zero in a little bit on the last couple of weeks, or, you know, the month of April. But give us an update on how things are performing this year. What's going on in the corn ETF?
Yeah, so, you know, as I was thinking about this, I listen to your show regularly, and you do a great job. Because you know what? Marketing physical grain commodities is not easy. And at Tucrium, we're a small shop. And so a part of my responsibility is to market these ETFs. And I'll tell you what, it's not any easier.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is we're going around, we're talking to individual investors and professional financial advisors, those institutional investors, and explaining how corn or wheat or soybeans might fit into your investment portfolio. And I'll tell you, with the market activity that we've seen recently, this should be a layup of a discussion. Because when you look at the futures, corn and soybeans in particular have done very well since Liberation Day, while the rest of the world has really fallen off of its rocker. But unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that that money did not make it into the corn ETF. That money did not make it into the soybean ETF. You know, what I've come to realize is we really do have two distinct audiences. One of the audiences that we do very well with is the active trader.
Okay.
Okay. So you think about back to 2021, 2022, when these prices were screaming high. I'm sure I'll bring tears to people's eyes as they remember those days. You know, we were seeing money come in, and it's because the traders were playing the trends. They were riding the wave. And unfortunately, since then, we know that prices have been coming back down. And I say unfortunately, but honestly, that's what they're supposed to do, right? We've been through these cycles before.
Yep.
The prices go up and they come back down. And so as they've been coming down, we talk about what we call the grain cycle. We've been pointing that out to folks. Look, you know, prices are going to come back down toward their cost of production, which I think broadly we're there, okay? And they're going to settle in this range and trade roughly sideways for a time being. Actually, I was reading Darren Newsom put out something on Bar Chart today, really good commentary on corn prices. Trading roughly sideways until there is some type of supply disruption, and then we should see prices spike up again. And that's when we think we'll get more of that trader audience back in. But to answer your question, Chip, you know, these grain commodities, as you guys know, have been holding up very well with all this chaos that's out there. And when you look at the commission, the COT report, you can see that the managed money has gotten long, right? Managed money is long. They're long soybeans, and these prices have been playing well. So on that side of the institutional ledger, the money's moving to the right places. We're trying to help the financial advisors get there as well.
Gotcha. Gotcha. You know, it feels a little like those markets, corn, soybeans. The conversation that we just had with Jack, you know, it was a kind of a go-nowhere day, but on a day like today, go-nowhere felt pretty good. And the markets just seem to be doing just enough to keep that buying interest in corn and in soybeans. It's been pretty amazing to watch.
So what I can say to that is they're doing just enough to keep people in the funds as well. Right. Yeah. So while we haven't seen a lot of money coming in the last few weeks, we are net down. You could look at our shares outstanding. We published that on our website. And you can see the shares outstanding are down year to date, but it hasn't been, you know, the wild selling that we saw certainly over the last 18 months or so as prices have been coming down. And I think that's just a function of moving roughly sideways, having some interesting conversations, right? We liked the springtime because there's plenty of volatility with the quarterly stocks report and the planting intentions. And boy, I mean, you can go all the way back to the Ag Outlook Forum. And there's some things to trade there. There's certainly some items to trade it. So it's keeping the investors interested. As I sit here and I'm thinking about the next 2 weeks, we are 2 weeks away from the May WASD. And we'll get the first official write-up of the, you know, the current crop year, right? The next crop year. And I'm fascinated to see, and you guys might be able to help me with this, what that ends up doing to the wheat market, frankly. Because as I look at the managed money positions in the futures, you know, they're still short wheat. I mean, it seems to be the other end of the spread, right? If you're institutional money manager, you're buying soybeans, buying corn, and selling wheat. Well, when we looked at the planting intentions, and I'm not great at math, but I rely on Excel, and I put in the planting intentions for all wheat, I'm coming up with a stocks use ratio that's for domestic wheat, okay?
Yep.
That is like 10 points lower than our current crop.
Yeah.
And like, I know that. You guys know that. You know, traders out there know that. But I'm looking at these low wheat prices. I'm looking at the position in the futures. I'm going, that might be the print that moves people to the other side here. But I don't know.
Well, and then you take a look at the global S&Ds on wheat, and the global picture is certainly not bearish. It doesn't suggest to me that the market ought to be making new contract lows. Now, what does suggest to me the market ought to be making new contract lows are those rains out in HRW country. It's just a godsend for those guys.
Yep, there you go. But if the acres aren't there... And even if it plays out with the, you know, the yield expectation that we had from the Ag Outlook Forum, okay? And I know we're using some you know, really penciled in numbers there. It still looks like the domestic wheat balance sheet could shape up to be very tight next year or in this coming crop year. And so anyway, so that's the fundamentals. And I share that with you guys. You guys talk about the fundamentals all the time. But we're publishing content for our newsletter, for our audience. And we're trying to keep people who aren't necessarily listening to AgriTalk on a daily basis informed about these types of things because, you know, those are the fundamentals that do end up moving the markets. And boy, if we had, you know, one good sign is we have a lot more readership today than we did 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And November of 2021, we were writing the fact that it looks like, based on what we were hearing, that Russia truly was going to invade Ukraine.
Right.
And you had read the Tukrim newsletter, you would have been ahead of that trade, and you know that would have been great. So selfish plug, sign up for the Tukrim newsletter.
There you go. That's all right. So when you talk to these investors that are handling large sums of money about the ETFs, what's their level of interest?
The level of interest, it depends on the type of investor. Again, we get some folks on and they say, well, hold on, let me pull up the chart. And then they pull up the chart and they hang up on you. And then you get some who are more value oriented. And you go through the conversation and you say, look, if I could show you an investment that in the past, you know, 16, 17 years has doubled from the same place that it's trading at today, would that be something you're interested in? And they say, well, yeah. And then you show them a 17-year chart on front month corn futures, right? And it goes from roughly 350 to over 7. And that has happened, you know, three times in the last 17 years. And you look at the chart then and you go, okay, we're not at 350, but, you know, we're 450, right? Yep. And now let me pull up FarmDoc. What's FarmDoc say the average cost of production is in Illinois? It's around 460. Okay, so we're at the cost of production. So what's the downside really here, Mr. Financial Advisor? Well, I think the downside's pretty limited if we're at the cost of production. Very good, I agree. What's the upside? It looks like it's roughly double. Okay, so I don't know when that could potentially happen, but what I know is it has happened in the past. So those conversations with those types of investors are very fruitful. These are very deliberate investors, okay? So it takes one, two or three meetings to go through that because they're managing hundreds of millions of dollars. It's your, you know, it's your pension money. It's your, you know, your kids' college savings, that sort of thing. And so for those types of investors, that plays very well.
When they look at a chart that they like, I'll bet that son of a gun is basically bottom left to top right with a bit of a setback here and there over the last 10 years. Yep. When you show them a corn chart that has doubled in price and fallen back to where we're at now, and doubled in price and fallen back to where we're at now,
yep,
a couple of times. I mean, to your point that you made earlier, Jake, for the active trader, the active investor, that's got to be like, whoa, look at this. But for the guy that's buy and hold, that could be a little intimidating.
For the guy that's buy and hold, the answer is look at where we've been in the last month. Even though price is moving roughly sideways, what you have is something that has very low correlation to traditional asset classes. I hear the music playing, but that's important. Low correlation to stocks and bonds.
Okay. Low correlation to stocks and bonds. You know, when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit more. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jake Hanley from Tucrium ETFs. We're going to talk about that correlation. We're going to talk about what's new at Tucrium. That's coming up next here on AgriTalk.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. Where July HRW wheat futures were 11¼ cents lower at 5.39¾. July soft red wheat down 14 cents, 5.31. May corn futures were 3¼ cents lower at 4.75½. December corn futures closed at 4.50¼. That's down 5½ cents today. May soybean futures 2¼ cents higher at 10.52. November beans close at 10.34¾. That's down a quarter of a penny today. December cotton was 96 points lower at 69.01. Looking at the livestock's June fat cattle, $1.35 higher, 209.60. May feeder futures $1.27½ higher at 291.80. And May lean hog futures were up 15 cents to 92.95. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Day one.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hey, take a look around your yard. All those projects you've been putting off for years, and now you're just tired of it. But how are you going to get that skid loader to the shop? The It's Still Got Life in It restoration project to the dump, or your side-by-side to the trail? Goodrich Trailers, that's how. They've got just the right trailer for any project. Dump, flatbed, enclosed, and toy haulers. Goodrich will get you motivated to get going with whatever you've got to haul this spring. Find them between Eau Claire and Menominee off Interstate 94 and online at GoodrichTrailers.com.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Thunderstorms are expected today in multiple rounds, and some could be severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And tornadoes are possible, too. Some could start out ahead of the line moving in late tonight. So stay weather savvy from this afternoon through about midnight. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jake Hanley from Tucrium ETFs. That correlation with stocks, with bonds, you take a look at what's going on in the livestock trade right now, Jake, and it's just like, holy mackerel, it's almost like they're tied together. Not so. not so with the grains, and what kind of issues does that create for the ETFs?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So correlation, just for everybody to make sure we're on the same page, that's like every time I eat that spicy Italian sausage and I get heartburn. That's a one-for-one correlation, right? So it's
that's
when
correlation when some, and causation right there.
That's the, you're right. That's a very true R-square. That's a high R-square number.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we're looking at is for investors who want diversification and the potential benefits of diversification, you want something in the portfolio that's going to zig when the other things zag. So when stocks are going down, you want to have something in a portfolio that it's least not going down or historically has not been tied to that type of move. And so, yeah, you know, you look at the livestock trade right now, that is correlated to stocks. We see that correlation is fairly strong. With the grains, the low correlation plays in our favor when you're talking to someone who wants the potential diversification benefits. And, you know, a lot of times that these folks are looking at commodities more generally. And, you know, that's an important point because they'll look at a well-known commodities index, let's say the Bloomberg Commodities Index, for example. And they'll think that whatever is happening with the BCOM, the Bloomberg Commodities Index, that's what's happening in commodities. And they forget to look under the hood, and you all of a sudden you realize, well, holy cow, you know, lead hogs right now are up, I don't know, what are they up this year, 14%, 15%?
Right.
Right? And you say, well, that's different than orange juice, which is down 45%, right? Or oil, which you see, you know, most often, that's down 14%, right? And so those broad commodities indexes will sometimes not show you the full story of what's actually going on in commodities markets. You know, and that makes it a little bit challenging for us who come in and are talking about grains.
Yep. Okay. What do you make of the whole situation, the tariff and trades and how the markets have performed since Liberation Day? What's your take?
Honestly, I've been in the markets professionally since 2008, and that was a heck of a time to get involved, right? The great financial crisis and so forth. I haven't seen this level of emotional trading ever in my career. And I think that's reflective, obviously, in volatility if you're just looking for something of that nature. But it's also, you can see it in the chat rooms, your Twitter, whatever, X, you know, on TV. It's, you know, it's this thing that's unfortunately happened in society over the last, I don't know, 8 years or so, where people are, they're wearing their hearts on their sleeve, which is a good thing. Okay, I'm all about being transparent and so forth. But emotion and trading, those two just do not mix. Right. And I think it's creating a lot of opportunity for people who can look at it with some sober lenses and realize this is not the end of America. By the way, you know, reshoring some critical domestic manufacturing for things like chips, you know, and looking at more energy production, you know, those things are good. Deregulation, those things are good for America, right? Taxes don't look like they're going up. Maybe they could even come down. And so I think that there's been a knee-jerk reaction. Some of it I do fear is investors in high places that just do not like the current administration and will cut off their nose to spite their face. But that creates opportunity for the rest of us who can remove emotion from the equation.
Man, that's not easy, what you're talking about. That is,
no.
You said it earlier, the way that the grain markets have been performing with chaos all around them. I mean, it's like the corn was standing in the middle of the street, drinking a beer, taking it easy while the world was crumbling around it. There in the initial days after Liberation Day, it was very, very impressive. But at the same time, man, do the ETFs help you manage that emotion? That's where I want to get to.
All right. Well, thank you. They might not in and of themselves, but if you call me, I will be that voice of calm and reasoning for you. So, you know, book a call with me anytime. Chip, what I will tell you, I've learned from the commodities. I didn't grow up in the commodities, okay? When I started in the financial industry, I was a financial advisor myself, so I was familiar with stocks and bonds and commodities. I thought that was gold, all right? That's where I come from. That's why I can speak to these folks. Commodities have taught me that fundamentals matter. Reality matters. And the truth of the matter is, we had this Liberation Day, but look at something like corn. Who is the number one corn importer? Mexico. Mexico has been playing relatively calm throughout this whole situation, right?
Exactly.
So our number one export market fundamentally seems to be working out okay right now. Where I would expect things to be taking a little bit of a hit, more so than they have been, is soybeans, right? Because China is obviously the big issue there, and I don't think things are going well with China. But again, when you look at the fundamentals of where we are in the calendar, it's not something that could impact our market today. It might become more of an issue as we move into the summer and after all the Brazilian beans are bought and sold, right? So fundamentally, again, that's truth matters. Right. And that's my economy.
Yeah. And, I like to think that that's true of the treasuries as well. But what do you make of how the treasuries have been trading in, I won't say lockstep with equities, but I've never seen treasuries sell off with stocks as many times as we have since Liberation Day.
Right. And that's a fundamental shift for asset managers to consider, really important, and why I think folks should be considering commodities as part of that alternative investment landscape. You going back to that correlation idea, right? Bonds were that thing where you would go when stocks were going down to protect your assets. That is not necessarily the case anymore. The volatility there is tremendous. And one of the reasons behind it, there's plenty of reasons behind it. The big one, I will just say, is there's more trader money in the treasury bond market now. I mean, hedge fund type managers, et cetera, as other sovereign nations have been pulling back over the last few years. Okay. I'm not saying this is a fire sale as if, China's dumping all the U.S. treasuries in a fire sale. But if you look back over the last few years, it's true they have not been buying as much as they once were. And so somebody has stepped in to fill that void. It can be the Federal Reserve. We know that the Federal Reserve monetizes the debt and they can buy the debt themselves. As the Fed steps back from playing that role, it's more institutional and private money. It's hedge funds, et cetera. And so I do think the U.S. treasury market is going to be a place of increased volatility relative to history, where it might not be that standard risk on, risk off trade that we've grown up with.
Okay. All right. What role does the crypto market have in all of this, Jake?
What role does the crypto market have in all of this? Well, I will tell you, I read something, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and boy, do I wish I had put more money in, where all of a sudden it made sense to me, where the idea of digital gold, Bitcoin being digital gold, it clicked, okay? And for a lot of reasons, we probably don't have time to go through here. The finite supply of Bitcoin, the utility that it does have, it can transfer value across, the globe. It does hold itself out to be a potential store of value. Right now, gold has value because the market believes it does, and the same is true for Bitcoin, okay? So Bitcoin can be that digital store of value, but boy, oh boy, do you know, is Spain, did they turn the lights back on?
I don't know yet. That whole country was shut down.
Yeah. So,
I'll check.
Yeah, please do check, because when I, you know, think about that digital gold, what do you do if the lights go out, right?
Yeah.
And so physical gold to me makes a lot of sense. Physical silver, you know, that sort of thing. But I will tell you, Chip, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, you know, at the end of the world, okay, it's not Bitcoin, it's not gold. If you have Bitcoin or gold, you're going to trade it for food, right? I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
What do you need money for? You don't need money. You need shelter and you need food.
Right.
Okay. So it does have that potential to be that store of value while everything is, civilized.
Okay. Quick update here. I've got from Reuters from an hour ago. Looks like the lights are still out in Spain from an hour ago from Reuters.
My gosh. My gosh. Minute and a half left here, Jake. What's new? What's new at Tucrim?
So a couple things. First, I will just say we did publish a model portfolio. Commodities One is what we're calling it. It is ETFs that get you exposure to commodities. Our funds are eligible for that model. They're not always going to be in that model, right? Because the whole idea of this model is to give you exposure to those markets that are trending. And so you'll see gold in there. You'll see oil in there, sugar, corn, wheat, soybeans. We even put Deutsche Bank has a fund, or DBA, and it's Invesco now, because they have exposure to the livestock, right? And so there are other firms' ETFs in there. We're just calling balls and strikes and publishing what we think are good holdings in the ETF, commodity ETF space. And then to tie it back to crypto, we did something fun and outside of our typical comfort zone, and we recently launched a 2x levered XRP ETF. If you're a crypto person and you know about XRP, you can look up ticker XXRP. So there you go.
Jake, I tell you, I love having you on here. It's a different perspective on what we talk about every day. And we certainly appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Jake Hanley, Tucrim ETFs. Kerry Artak is next.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Enveda allows all crops to fix their own nitrogen and reduce fertilizer. It's helped farmers grow millions of acres of corn with less nitrogen. And less nitrogen is good for the corn, good for our farmers, and good for our planet. Enveda's sustainable technology helps farmers maximize profitability with guaranteed results, which makes Enveda an investment that's good for us all. Learn more at azotic.com/investor. That's AZOTIC.com/investor.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com. What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. That was a fun conversation with Jake.
That was good stuff.
Yeah. Just like I said, a little different perspective coming from the ETF world. But boy, you know, I could hear it through the conversation. You know, really, investors that are going to use an ETF like things that are going up.
That makes sense.
Exactly. And like I said, these are people that when they look at a stock market, they're looking at a stock that is bottom left to top right on the daily charts.
Yep.
You don't see that in commodities or the ETFs. There's a lot of price swings that happen. Can create some uncomfortable situations for those long-term money managers. So, All right, let's take a look at the charts. Get Kerry Artac in here, Artac Advisory and WickedStocks.com. How are you, Kerry?
I'm doing great, Chip. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Go to Artac Advisory, A-R-T-A-C, advisory.com and WickedStocks.com and get signed up for free trials. Take a look at what Kerry and his team are doing on a daily basis. Now, get us started with the commodities. What are you looking at?
July corn. July corn has been actually stable to bullish since January. We posted a buy signal when the market closed above about a 15-month channel top back in January. We got a spike out of that up to 513.75 within about 3 weeks. And then we fell back and got into this consolidated framework for the better part of 2 months until about a week ago. We closed above 476.25. So we closed today 483.25. I see 476 and a quarter as the sort of new near-term floor that can contain selling through next week, even into later May, and above which 526 half remains a 1 to 2 month target. We may see that over the next 3 to 5 weeks or so, by the end of May, perhaps. 526 half is a 3-year descending channel top that can contain buying through the rest of the year. It is sort of the 3-year trend, if you will, and we can test the top of that trend over the next month or two. 526 half able to contain annual highs. If we can close above 526 half, and by the way, it is dropping a couple of cents every week, then we could set up for a significant summer rally. To what point, I'm not as actually sure just right now because I haven't done my homework yet, but we're a far off distance from that. If we close this week back below 476 and a quarter, that puts a damper on any sort of bullish framework. And I would expect over the following 3 to 5 weeks, 439 even. 439 even is that 15-month channel top I mentioned that we closed above in January. And it's also well-suited to contain selling well into summer activity. Closing below 476 and a quarter, I would expect it. Until then, this market remains pretty buoyant, and I think by the end of June or sooner, we should see 526 half. On to June live cattle. Live cattle market's been in a 5-year bull trend, as you're well aware, from that March 2020 COVID low, and we are testing presently the top of our next significant resistance, our price ceiling. We are actually above it right now on an intra-week basis. If we can close Friday above 209.10, which is a 9-month channel top on the June chart, then I see a secondary buying likely to yield 217 even within about 3 to 5 weeks. Over the next 2 to 3 months, 221.70. And there is a 5-year channel top presently at 227 that by November will be at 235 even. So dare I say, if we close Friday above 209.10, the broader market just might see the 230s by the end of the year. Until then, we can fall away from here. And if we close below 209.10, the low 190s support remain in reach over the next several months, where we could quite easily bottom out through the rest of the summer. That is kind of our annual trend support at 190.50 in reach if we close below 209.10 on Friday. But if we close above 209.10, all systems go to the upside. And finally, I've got the SPY here, wickedstocks.com, okay. The ETF, the S&P 500 Spider ETF. It is representative of the S&P 500, very tradable instrument. So we've got these wild swings. We had the February all-time high at 613 even. In April, we fell to 482 even on the tariff talk. Now, we've had a nice recovery. 5/8 of the way back up is 563.02. There's also a 2-year channel bottom just below that. So I'm using 563.02 as our sort of our recovery signal as we move into May, June. We're presently trading around 551 even, so we're not far off. 563.02 is actually in reach this week. I say that it can contain buying through May, and from here we can fall back again, back to that 482 low from April, and even possibly into the 450s over the next few months, where 5-year channel support can contain annual lows. The 5-year trend remains decidedly bullish in the S&P 500. It's just that we're right now in kind of this near to midterm significant corrective phase that actually ends, I think, if we can close back above 563.02. I see that 613 even high from February likely to be retested within 3 to 5 weeks. And over the next 3 to 5 months, 650 even wouldn't surprise me. So this 563.02, big pivot point as we move through summer trade. We're presently below it. Odds favor falling away back to the low area of 482 even in the coming weeks and even into the 450s over the next couple of months. But if we can close above 563.02, despite what we're seeing with this 90-day pause, I think the stock market will just continue grinding its way back to the upside. And that's all I got, Chip.
Outstanding. Thank you, Kerry. Appreciate it. Again, ArtTechAdvisory.com and WickedStocks.com. Davis, that wicked weather that we talked about this morning with Brett Waltz from BAM WX is happening. We've got some severe thunderstorm warnings in northwest Iowa, and we've got our first tornado warning of the... Well, there's currently a tornado warning. I think that's Cottonwood County in Minnesota is what we're looking at. It's just north of Windham, but... yeah, I believe that's Cottonwood County. Let's jump to the National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook. This is for May 4th through the 8th, above normal temperatures across the entire Midwest. Highest odds for above normal temperatures, Minnesota, eastern North and South Dakota, and northern Iowa. But boy, we're looking at above normal temps across the Corn Belt. Above normal precipitation, Minnesota, the western half of Iowa, and points to the west, near normal to below normal precip to the east of that line. Come back tomorrow morning, Breaking Barriers with R&D, Randy Dowdy, David Hula.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House is touting the administration's crackdown on illegal